Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by the Values Institute and features Hema Day of Eiffel International. Hema, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Bill.
I have to tell everyone, Hema was the 100th guest to book onto our show. It was very exciting. She emailed me and said, was it me? Was it me? And I said, yes, it was. And so congratulations. And we're now at about 225 guests. So it's a pleasure to have you on finally. And it's been a few months since you booked onto the show.
Thank you, Bill. I'm really excited.
Well, you know, I'm excited too because I've been looking at your website and the topic, and we're going to talk about how both service and product-based businesses need to grow their business by selling on the internet or e-commerce.
Correct.
And it's just become such a huge deal these days to have a presence in. People that have ignored it are really missing out on all of this now, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, about last year, the projected growth was 10% year on year, and it's meant to peak off in 2017. But now they're looking at more of a 14% growth year on year, which is very exciting for the U.S. market.
And I hear from both service providers and product vendors alike that, you know, you can't afford not to be on the internet because people just don't look at the yellow pages anymore.
Correct.
And it's just something that you have to really get involved with and stop ignoring it if you are.
Correct. I mean, e-commerce is a term that a lot of people know about, but the new buzzword is m-commerce because more and more people are actually buying on their smartphones and tablets. M meaning mobile commerce. So this is something that everyone needs to be aware of, and if you don't have a mobile platform, then you're really behind the game plan.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. So tell us a little bit about your personal and professional background. How'd you get started in this side of the business?
Well, I did my degree in New Zealand, which is why I speak the way I do. New Zealand is 4 million people and 60 million sheep. And so it's a nation that exports. And I was very fortunate to work with exporters in the technology sector. And I traveled to over 34 countries around the world.
Wow.
Helping them to establish markets, appoint distributors, sell. And that's really my background, sales and marketing. And forget the textbooks. The real world is quite different to what, you know, you learn in university. And I guess I did a hands-on school of hard knocks, so to speak. And then back in 2006, when I started Eiffel International, I had to make a choice whether I wanted to be on the plane or in conference rooms and avoid being a mother.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so Eiffel is very much spearheaded because I am a mother and I love what I do professionally. So striking that balance has been a bit of a challenge over the years, but very proud, very happy. And certainly my clients see the value in outsourcing to a firm where they have professional marketers who can actually take them to the next level in terms of sales.
Now, who are your clients? How would you define your typical client?
We have two sectors that we work with. The professional service sectors are like attorneys and CPAs, doctors, dentists, plastic surgeons, but also the manufacturing field. I mean, today with mobile commerce and e-commerce, it's brilliant because we can actually sell on the internet, and you can produce wherever in the world and sell to anyone around the world. You can even grow flowers, you can grow produce here in the U.S. and export it out directly to the consumer anywhere in the world.
It is an amazing time, isn't it?
It is.
It really is a global economy, and so you're not constrained by where you are or necessarily what you do. And it seems like as more and more companies come online to provide services that could be anywhere, information and knowledge-based especially.
Correct.
It's really flourished quite nicely.
Right. And I think the biggest thing, Bill, is that people need to be prepared to change the way they think and not fight what Google wants us to do anymore, because Google leads the way in the world of internet. And if you don't have a website that's compliant with what Google wants, then you're pretty much not going to be on the radar.
So it's important to understand the rules that Google sets.
Correct.
Because ultimately, you can't fight it, right?
Correct. I mean, don't fight Google.
Don't fight Google. That's tip number one, listeners. Don't fight Google. So tell us, what's the first thing that you do when you have a new client and they say, Emma, we don't know where we need to go from here. How are you going to help us?
Marketing is like a war game, Bill. So you really need to understand the landscape of the people that you want to sell to and who your competitors are. And we always produce a functional marketing plan. Not a thesis, which is, 3 months worth of work, but something that you can actually go out and say, right, roughly, this is your target market. Here are your threats, your competitors, and what you're up against. And really measure what those gaps are to make sure that the sales model, and I know a lot of people see the word sales as a big taboo word, mm-hmm. but a business cannot survive without sales. And if you apply that right across even the professional service sector, if people can actually put a sales organization within their business, then I think they've got it right.
Let's talk about that. So you take people say sales is taboo. What they really want is loyal clients.
Correct.
And they're going to be buying. They want buyers.
Right.
When relationships more than that, too.
Correct.
And so a lot of people would say, well, a lot of this internet-based stuff is really superficial. A lot of it's not relationship-oriented as much. How do we turn the corner from what people perceive as just a transaction-based medium like the internet and build into a relationship?
Well, there's many platforms now, and I think a big one that people either see as a time waster or they're actually doing really well on is social media. That many ways to touch different levels of decision makers through social media. Facebook is very much an entertainment platform, but you have LinkedIn, which is very much a professional platform, and how you actually communicate and brand yourself on social media is absolutely critical.
Well, yeah, and different strokes for different folks, I guess, when it comes to that.
I like that. You got different strokes for different folks.
Right, because you have Twitter, that's just kind of an announcement of what's going on right now.
Right.
And then Facebook, it's kind of a relationship. And someone's told me one time, if you really want to reach the demographic of the baby boomer, especially in the female, you use Facebook. But in the males gravitate more to LinkedIn because it has that work orientation.
Right. The professional sector. Yeah.
And LinkedIn's really changed from being more about job finding to more about relationship connecting in the overall.
Oh, yeah. I am able to find leads and actually generate amazing information from very, very valuable professionals out there worldwide from different sectors. I've worked with the elevator sector, for example, and tapping into people who are in Europe versus people in Asia, sourcing componentry and things like that, and buyers. It's amazing. I mean, you don't have to wait for weeks on end for somebody to send you a snail mail anymore.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's very amazing. And I guess one question I hear from a lot of people is, what's next and when are we done? I mean, how many platforms are there going to be? Because now we hear about Vine and Snapchat and this, Instagram and all of these that are really appealing to different demographics,
correct,
I guess, right?
Correct. I think it's really important for every business not to just jump on every bandwagon, but to stay very, very focused. A lot of people want to go everywhere now and be seen because the neighbor down the road's doing something that is relevant to them. So I say stick to your marketing plan. You need to understand who your buyers are going to be. Mm-hmm. And make sure that the right communication platform is used. If it's Twitter, great. A lot of my clients don't like Twitter. Mm-hmm. They don't get any leads on it.
Yeah.
So I say, don't waste your time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If they're getting leads on LinkedIn, I say, well, let's do it properly. Mm-hmm. So it's about channeling. A lot of the small to medium-sized enterprises, they don't have the resource necessarily to go to every platform. So I say, stay focused and make sure you communicate with the buyer. At the end of the day, the sale is what you want.
And that's really where you come in, is to help people really understand, okay, let's do an analysis of who you are and who your buyers are and what platforms you really should be on and what that strategy should be all about, right?
Correct.
Because most, especially our audience is mainly age 50 plus, and a lot of them are getting comfortable with social media and all that kind of stuff, but there's still a big question mark over our heads because we didn't when it first started, it just seemed like it was just a bunch of chatter and noise. Mm-hmm. And now it's become, okay, we get it. Now it's becoming mainstream and significant.
Your audience is 50 plus. I have seen 50 plus demographics who are very much open to change and trusting the younger generation with the tech-savvy knowledge that they have. I have also seen 50 plus people that have lost their businesses because they just went off radar. Because they didn't want to budge. They didn't want to change the way they think about going to market. And if you don't want to do that, then consider yourself dead.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break, Emma. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you for some client stories so we can help understand more about what you do. And also some tips and ideas and precautions our listeners can use. So we'll be right back after this message.
Do you have a functional marketing plan? Whether you're looking to rebrand your company image, change creative direction, ignite your social media marketing, or needing to create efficiencies with your overhead costs within the business, at Eiffel International, we evaluate and assess your entire business environment to maximize your business's growth. For more information, contact Hema Day at 855-433-3522. That's 855-433-3522.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com and on iTunes at itunes.exitcoachradio.com. And I'm talking with Hema Day. We're having a fun conversation. She's with Eiffel International, all about building your web-based commerce, your e-commerce and your m-commerce. Don't forget about that, your mobile commerce. So the name of her company is Eiffel International. It's spelled I-F-F-E-L, like the Eiffel Tower International. So Hema, how do people choose a website design and a development company? What's the process they go through?
Yeah, I've worked with many web developers over the years, and I think there's a fine line between having a very beautiful website. You know, design's absolutely critical from a branding perspective. But if you don't design your website today to be sales-oriented, i.e. Google compliant and all the other search engine compliant, then you're not going to see any leads. So you really need to pick somebody that really understands sales strategy, applying functional marketing techniques. We talked earlier about understanding the target market. There are many, many new ways to actually establish where those buyers are, using software to establish keywords, demographics, and that all of that intelligence can be put into the website so that you get optimized.
Well, and it used to be that the SEO people out there would make sure that your website might not read like it makes much sense, but it has all those keywords in it. Is that all dead? Is that all changed now with the Google new Hummingbird system?
Hummingbird changed the landscape, the playing field. It reset the whole playing field in the internet world.
What is Hummingbird, just for our listeners who aren't aware of it?
Well, Hummingbird was a Google update that surprised everybody in the month of October. It was like a Merry Christmas, or I should say Happy Thanksgiving. basically, I don't think people realize this, but SEO is very much a scientific, a mathematical, high intelligence required by the people that do SEO. It's like going to a surgeon that really understands how to dissect your body. True SEO engineers understand the algorithms that Google have put together. And when an update comes out like Hummingbird, the good ones are able to find all the booby traps, so to speak, that right. Google's put out there to make sure that you don't lose ranking on the internet. And Eiffel has employed a very senior technical person to drive this for our clients, and so much so that one of our attorneys that actually listens, and he listens so carefully to our SEO director as to what needs to be done, and Alex is his name. Alex has managed to rank this company within 4 weeks on the first page of Google.
Wow.
So it's really important that people don't just buy into the concept of SEO per se, but look at the caliber of the candidate that's actually doing the SEO work.
Well, like you say, it's not necessarily a do-it-yourself project, because this is not just something, well, you put some keywords on your website and all of a sudden you're going to get picked up, especially anymore.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Now there's a lot of different factors that come into play.
Exactly. And we have proprietary process that Alex has developed at Eiffel International, and we're very proud of that because our customers are actually seeing results. It's one thing to get ranked, and then the next thing is to actually work with them to make sure that the phones are ringing,
mm-hmm.
and that they're closing the deals.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Let's say you have an e-commerce store on your website, and what's the fastest way for me to start getting the phone ringing, for me to start getting sales happening?
Right. Well, we've talked about social media and SEO, and they really are long-term activities that need to be done. It's a necessary evil. If you don't do it, then you're not being internet compliant, so to speak, to get your website ranked. A faster way, a more aggressive way of getting your products out there, or your service out there, is online advertising. And there are various ways of doing that. I mean, we all know what PPC is, pay-per-click, but there's pay-per-impressions, there's pay-per-sale. So we really need to look at the scope of what the product and service is, and then apply that and engage with the right networks to actually place those ads at competitive pricing. Because I mean, I looked at some prices the other day, and one click could cost an attorney $78.
Oh my gosh.
So our job as an online advertising company is to bring that rate down as much as possible.
And that comes back to marketing. Know your how many clicks does it take to
Correct.
Get an inquiry? How many inquiries does it take to turn into a client interview, and how many client interviews to turn into a client?
Exactly.
Right?
And I think it's all well and good to say that, you know, some people think that sales and marketing is arty-farty and not necessary for their business, but it's wrong. I mean, I think a lot of people miss out on the word sales. I mean, again, I go back to the thing that people think sales is a taboo, but it isn't, because if people could just sell every day, then they'll have a business.
Yes, and I think one of the key elements we talked about earlier was it depends on whether you're selling. As a professional, you will have a client, and there's a value of that client over time.
Correct.
Whereas if you're selling a refrigerator, it's a transaction. It's a one-and-done kind of a thing.
Correct.
So you might pay more to be in the right space to get a relationship, a long-term client relationship, if you understand that maybe a client's going to bring you $50,000 in fees on average over the next 5-10 years.
Right.
Right, as opposed to selling a refrigerator and making a certain amount of profit.
I mean, if you want to just sell a refrigerator, you can.
Well, yes, yeah, of course, it's great for that.
But then you're not going to get the repeat business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually working with a fantastic client right now in Laverne. The owner of it is a superb innovator and very technology savvy as well. They've been selling on the internet since, I think, 1995. Very strong on rankings within Google, understands the labyrinth that Google puts in front of us. Now, he's come up with a fantastic model to bring back jobs into the United States. And I'm a real advocate for that because, you know, a lot of skill sets have gone up to China. We're developing his e-commerce website now. Basically, he's taken the batteries out of the same batteries that I use in Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
And created a portable power bank to charge up mobile devices.
Hmm.
So if you think about that, your phone, your smartphone and your tablet will never go dead with this product, and he's created jobs here in Laverne, California, which I think is absolutely fantastic. So if we can actually get him his website up and running now with a very focused strategy, then he will run online ads, he will do SEO, he will do social media. We're actually doing his social media for him, and I think, you know, this is going to be China is actually selling direct to the United States via e-commerce. I don't know if you know that, Bill.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
One piece. You can buy one piece items like a shoe, a pair of shoes from China, and it gets shipped to your doorstep.
With the drone.
With the drone, yes. So my pick is that why aren't U.S. companies thinking this way?
Well, give us, we just have about 1 minute left. Give us a couple quick tips for our listeners.
Quick tips in terms of definitely don't use a website company that doesn't understand sales. If you want to go e-commerce, you need to have a responsive e-commerce website. And for professionals, professional service sector, if you don't have a responsive website, get one today.
And you gave us one earlier. Don't bet against Google. So, Hema, how do people get in touch with you and your company?
You can go to my website, which is EiffelInternational.com, or you can email me directly at Hema@EiffelInternational.com.
Hema, thanks very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
Real pleasure. I've been talking with Hema Day of Eiffel International. We'll be right back after this message.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.